Welcome back to Giants.com and happy Thanksgiving. I'm John Schmelk, and it's time for yet another edition of the Preview Report, brought to you by New Era. It's the Giants visiting the Washington Redskins at FedEx Field. The Giants obviously are coming off a very disappointing and deflating loss to the Dallas Cowboys last week at MetLife Stadium. They will try to rebound against another NFC East foe and get back on the winning track. Let's take a look at the injury report. As you can see, the Giants relatively healthy, but they're having some injury issues, especially in the secondary. Tremaine McBride and Corey Webster, they might have to do some maneuvering if those guys, one or more, cannot play on Sunday. Now it's time to break down the game. And to do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFAN, of course a contributor to all things New York Giants media. Paul, how are you?
Good to see you, John. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well, and a very big game for the New York Giants.
Yeah, John, because this is the start of what now becomes a five-game schedule to either A, produce a winning record or at least a .500 record, or end the season on a very sour note in which nobody wants to taste that horrible, horrible feeling going into the offseason.
And the Redskins, a very formidable offense at home. They're averaging more than 30 points a game, and a big reason is the play of second-year running back Alfred Morris, who Antro Roll knows is very tough to slow down.
You know, he's a hard runner, and he understands their gap scheme. He understands, you know, what they're trying to do to defenders. And, you know, he's a one-cut guy. You know, he gets vertical, you know, extremely fast. And, you know, he's not the easiest guy, you know, to bring down. He's low to the ground. You know, he keeps his leg driving, you know, on contact. So, I mean, he's an all-purpose running back.
And, Paul, Alfred Morris is that prototypical Mike Shanahan one-cut downhill type of runner. And I know what's the most impressive thing about him is that he never gets tackled by the first guy. This guy has tons of yards after contact.
Yeah, very strong for his size, low center of gravity, very intense, determined, hard-nosed runner, typical of some of the great Redskins runners of the past, or for that matter, some of the Broncos runners that Shanahan used to have in Denver. You know what it's all about with these guys. They will start with the run. They will try to pound it. If they get a lead, they will try to pound it again in the fourth quarter, wear you down, milk the clock. That's how they've beaten the Giants in the past.
You take a look at Robert Griffin III's numbers, though, this year. They are down. Completion percentage down. Interceptions up. And rushing yards not where they were last year. That being said, Giants defensive lineman Justin Tuck says that read option offense is still very difficult to stop.
Well, I think they're getting their yards a little differently than what they did last year. But, you know, again, that offense is, you know, it has to be 11 guys on the same page. And, you know, I don't know if it's designed this way, but when it's one guy off it, it seems like the ball finds that one guy. So we all got to be on the same page and playing, you know, our best team defense of all year.
And, Paul, they still use the read option a lot. It just seems like Robert Griffin III doesn't keep it quite as much coming off that knee surgery last year.
No, John. He is slow just a little bit. You know, Antro Roll was saying the other day he still might be faster than 85% of the guys on the field, so that's still pretty good. But if you look at his numbers, he ran for 7 touchdowns last year, has not run for a touchdown this year. To me, that's very, very significant. Not to mention the fact that he's not nearly on pace for the kind of yardage that he ran for last year. Well over 800, he's only got about 350.
Rushing touchdowns down, too.
Again, huge number. So, you know, when you look at what he's doing, you understand that if you fall asleep on him, he'll burn you. But at the same time, you also know he's not quite what he was.
And it also seems like that injury has affected his passing mechanics. Not quite as accurate throwing to guys like Pierre Garçon, who's still their go-to guy,
right,
though his yards per reception are way down this year. Then you have rookie tight end Jordan Reed. Coming off a concussion, he's also a playmaker.
Okay, so you're looking at Griffin with the 14 touchdowns and 11 picks. Garçon, who, again, has over 70 catches. I get that.
Very Second productive. In the league.
Very productive, but only 12.3 yards, I think, per catch. Been battling, I think, an ankle at one point during the course of the season. Only has one 40-plus yard grab this year after having 11 combined over his previous 4 seasons. Not getting nearly as deep. And you mentioned the tight end. Been banged up all year long, and it's a shame because this rookie was really good.
No doubt about it, but still the Giants' number one responsibility on Sunday will be to stop the run. That will also be the Redskins' number one responsibility after the Giants gained more than 200 yards on the ground against Dallas last week. Eli Manning has a lot of respect for that Redskins' running defense.
You know, I think Washington does a pretty good job against the run. They, you know, like to throw, get that, you know, safety and get, you know, 8 or 9 guys in the box. So, you know, they'll try to take that away, the run game, but that should hopefully open up some passing opportunities, and we got to take advantage of that.
And, Paul, the Redskins have really developed into a team that thrives on stopping the run. The last 2 months, they haven't given up a 100-yard rusher, only one run of 20 yards or more. They really want to stop the run first and foremost.
Well, there's no doubt, and it still starts with London Fletcher. I mean, let's face it, the guy has been playing forever. I think they were still shooting film in black and white when London Fletcher first came into this league. He's got almost 100 tackles again this year, lines everybody up, as intense as ever, determined as ever. Doesn't quite get it done in the pass coverage anymore. You know, he's slowing down just a little bit. The back pedal isn't quite what it used to be, but the guy's still a beast when it comes to filling a gap.
And two of their linemen, known as pass rushers, Ryan Kerrigan and Brian Arakpo, who's also coming back from that injury last year, known as pass rushers, they've done an excellent job against the run this season, but they can get after the quarterback. They also have some very impressive guys in the secondary, like D'Angelo Hall. Offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride knows even though their numbers against the pass aren't very good, the Redskins still pose some very big challenges.
You're going to get blitzed, and he's going to complement that with going back to too high. You know, so when you're thinking you're loading up, blocking it up to throw the ball, all of a sudden he's dropping seven guys and playing two deep zone. So they do a good job. And he's got great players. I mean, he's got some great players. The three you mentioned, the two outside backers, are, you know, exceptional pass rushers, and they're a difficult matchup for us with a running back or a tight end to be able to block those guys. They're hard.
Paul, the numbers might not be there, but they do some things well. But I think the Giants should have some opportunities to get the ball down the field on Sunday.
Well, that, of course, depends upon if the Giants are able to do it themselves. So, again, their offensive line is being shuffled again for the sixth time this season.
And the health of Akeem Nicks.
And not to mention the running back situation. Also quite banged up, as you mentioned earlier during this program. So the Giants are still a little bit of a mystery right now in terms of what they may be able to do to attack what is not a very formidable Redskins D, although they do have a multiple blitz package. They do come from a lot of different places, and they do try to confuse you a lot.
Jim Hazlitt will run a lot of different tricks up there. I want to do a little bit on the special teams here before we say goodbye, because,
okay. Boy,
the Redskins are in the bottom three of the league
in
kick return, in punt return. Their punt coverage hasn't been good. They do cover kicks okay, but, boy, this special teams outfit has been pretty poor this year.
John, I have to say, no insult intended to the Giants, but it's one of the few times this year where they've actually been able to go into a game and say they have the edge on special teams, especially after the way Weatherford kicked last weekend. I
Fantastic.
Have to say, might have been his best game. Outside of the Super Bowl a couple of years ago as a Giant. That would be an area where the Giants would like to tilt the field and see if they can make things easier on them.
Old friend Santana Moss back returning punts for the Redskins,
I know.
He'll also be in the slot, too. The man's like 35. He's still doing punts.
Another guy like London Fletcher, who you'd swear has been around forever.
But one thing the Giants need to do very quickly to win on Sunday.
Well, to me, it's about stopping Alfred Morris, and it has to be. The guy's run for almost 1,000 yards already this year. He is third in the NFL, 5 yards a carry, but you know what? He hasn't scored a touchdown in the last three games. Suddenly, it does appear like he might be human. Stop Alfred Morris. I think the rest of the things will take care of themselves.
Redskins defense also very adept at taking the ball away. How about protecting the football, not allowing a defensive touchdown, something this Giants offense has done way too much
this
year.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Paul, happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate the time.
You got it, John.
And that's all the time we have for the Preview Report, brought to you by New Era right here on Giants.com. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmoke. Enjoy your holiday weekend. We'll see you on Sunday, Giants and Redskins. Preview Report is brought to you by New Era. Speak with your cap. Get the New Era on-field 59-50 cap today.